What struck me most about him was his behaviour in this campaign, because he certainly wasn't the winner at the start and it looked like he might even step out, but he showed a huge grit and determination to stay in the contest. He gave the members a voice, because he had we had these hustings which were incredible. Huge numbers came out, there was a great debate, and if he had not been part of this campaign and had withdrawn earlier, we would not have had the value of that. So his respect for membership, and I think he showed real leadership. Yeah. Since the campaign started, but earlier too. His vision is also something that I think is good. At a time when across Europe you see parties dividing citizens, I think Simon stood on a platform where we would like to unite people. And he has a good vision for Ireland. He showed great energy. So I was very happy for all of those reasons to say to people who asked me and to say publicly, I'm giving my vote to Simon Coveney.
And one of the senators in Donegal had said that Leo Varadkar was no friend to Donegal. Do you think Simon Coveney can maybe change this? Or?
I would rather put it in a positive way. I just know that Simon Coveney, for his rural roots, mm-hmm. for his interest in the fishing sector and marine generally, for his agriculture days, and for his personal commitment to politics, I think he would be a friend to Ireland and he would be a great voice for Ireland in Europe. But I also would say that both men are very fine candidates, and that's why in a way it's a tough choice for people to make around who you give your vote to. But at the end of the day, when I weighed up the qualities of both, I decided to give my vote to Simon Coveney.